Okay, before we finish up for today, and again, because we're doing conflict integration tomorrow, we'll be coming back with the idea of congruence and incongruence and playing some more with it. A cute, really cute story that kind of goes along with reframing for me. There was once a little boy who wanted to meet God. And so he decided to go on a journey, and he packed a little suitcase with a six-pack of root beer. And some of you won't know about these Twinkies. Ding-dongs. I don't know what's popular now, but little cakes of some sort. So he had his root beer and his cake with him. He said to his mom, "I'm going to meet God. I'll see you later." And away he went with his little suitcase. This is a very permissive mother. He made it as far as the park, close to his house. And there at the park, he found an older woman sitting on the park bench watching the pigeons. And he thought, "I'm getting a little tired. Maybe I'll sit down and join her." So he sat down and he looked over at her, and she smiled at him, and he smiled back, and he decided maybe he was thirsty, so he opened a can of root beer and started to drink it. And, well, she looked kind of thirsty too, so he offered her a root beer. Nothing was said. They just smiled back and forth at each other. And the whole day went by this way, with him doing various things, sharing some of his things with her, and them returning smiles with each other. Well, before long, he decided it looked like maybe it was getting dark and his mom might be worried about him and maybe he better go back home again. And so he stood up and closed his suitcase to leave and started to walk away and looked back at the older lady sitting there and ran back and gave her a great big hug and a great big smile and walked on home. And when he got home and opened the door to walk in, his mom took one look at him and she said, "Son, what have you been doing today?" And he said, "Well, I had lunch with God." She had the most beautiful smile you've ever seen, Mom. In the meantime, the older woman returned to where she lived with her family, her son and daughter-in-law, and when she walked in, her son took one look at her and he said, "Mom, what have you been doing today?" She said, "I had lunch with God in the park." And do you know what? He was much younger than I expected. That's a sweet story about things aren't always what they seem. You put a different frame around them. Okay, so today we started out with couple reanchoring. We learned a powerful process for changing your response to others. We did six-step reframing, learning how to communicate with yourself. We did verbal reframing, a little practice with that, and just have briefly touched on congruence and incongruence. So, to your mastermind group, there is a practice session tonight, Lonnie and Peter. There is a practice session in the morning, Damon. And what is one thing you learned today and how will you use it? So to your groups. We'll be back at 10 in the morning for training.